Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. The Civic Media Radio Network. I want to share a wee bit of semi-breaking news. About an hour ago, we were getting reports out of Spain and Portugal that there was a massive electrical grid failure, cause unknown, power shut down for some short period of time. Tom, you were the one that was telling me about this. I just heard a snippet about this as I was coming into the studio. Tell us what you understand to date.
Yeah, there was an unexplained disappearance of 15 gigawatts of power, which is about, I want to say, like 60% of the total being consumed at the time. And it wasn't, they don't think it was because the plant shut down or anything else. They're not quite sure where it went, but it was gone for 5 minutes, which cascaded across the entire network and caused the grid just to shut down. And when you think about that and you think about how does that happen, there's a whole bunch of unknowns right now, but it's sure, at least from my standpoint, now we're thinking about, is this potentially a cyber attack? And is this a testing ground to see what can happen? Now, way too early to tell, and I'm not saying it definitely is, but this is one of those areas where if you know when a grid goes down, you could usually pinpoint pretty quickly what the cause is.
What happens, yep.
And they're struggling to find the cause at this point. So something very strange is happening.
Well, I'll tell you what makes me feel much better about it. The two Russian agents were apparently arrested in Germany and had Pete Hegseth's private cell phone number in their phones when they were arrested in Germany over the weekend. Pete, just, I sleep better at night because I know we got the best man for the job who deeply respects our security protocols heading up the Department of Defense. Very scary. Very scary. I forget that there's some cable show right now going. I think it was on Netflix with De Niro in it. And legitimately, Tom, this is the premise of the show. They just start shutting down the grid for a few. Some unknown actor starts shutting down the grid for just short snippets of time because they can. Very frightening. Yes. Differently and also frightening, leaked documents indicate that the upcoming Trump budget proposal, so this is, they're in the process of drafting the budget, that they plan to shut down the national 988 free suicide prevention hotline.
Yes.
It's about the corruption, right?
Right.
It's also about the cruelty.
Yes.
Because there's no defending that. You can tell, you can be angry or say, my faith tells me that this is bad, but your faith tells you that it's bad so the people should kill themselves. I can't put that one, that has no, there's no reasonable defense for that. But, you know, our good friends to the north, Canada, stepping in and saying, hey, we'll do that for our southern neighbors. They're actually being neighborly. But that reminds me, Tom, you know, we were talking about what are the things that brought us to this moment, and the real existential economic angst is a core ingredient. I think the vast majority of us do feel on a very basic level like the economic system isn't working for the vast majority of us, and that is a correct perception. Now, I think what Donald Trump was able to do was speak in a way that made people feel, inaccurately in my opinion, like he actually cared about them. He didn't sound like a politician. He didn't never sound scripted. And people thought, okay, because he doesn't sound scripted, that means he's telling me the truth. They've confused truth-telling and sounding like a regular person for the same thing. They're not. Right. So you have that in the mix. That's factor two. And what Donald Trump has always understood is that when people are afraid, and he activates that fear, he's really good at making people afraid. If you play into people's prejudices and you are easily able to say, you're afraid, I'm the one that can help you, and by the way, we should be blaming these people over here. And because of the way we are socially conditioned, the way that media operates, our brains are primed to believe some of these isms that Donald Trump trades so prolifically on, metastasized by the information sewer, right, that right. amplifies all of that hate. And then this pervasive, I'm going to call it since Nixon to date, underlying idea that has come out of the Republican Party. And the Republican Party's message to the middle class has been, you are in an existential zero-sum game, and if you do not squash yes. your neighbor and anybody else who seeks to get and make anything better of their life, you and your family will lose. This zero-sum, false scarcity, false choice thing, right. as if we can't do security and respect due process, right?
Like right. And in combination of that, it's really Trump coming with the messaging of, I know how to fix it, right? Not no details. No, here's exactly what I'm going to do, but I alone know how to fix it, and I right. will fix it from day one. And I can't tell you how many doors I knocked on where people were like, we got to give him a chance because he says he can fix it. And that happened to me, at least from my standpoint, over and over again. And I would ask, okay, what's he going to do? And they're like, well, we just got to give him a chance. And I know, I think it was the Wall Street Journal or maybe even the Washington Post or the Times wrote some articles about Trump voters, if they had any regret at this point. And most of them were still saying, we're willing to give him a chance to see this through. And yeah. more importantly, they were talking about they're willing to feel the pain in order to get there when he never once asked him to sacrifice. They're just making these leaps of faith saying he told us he knew and we're going to give him a chance.
Our conversation continues. We got a fine guest coming up that's going to talk about the incredible contributions to the Great Lakes economy that are made by skilled immigrants. You're not going to want to miss that discussion with Gina Krause-Villmar. We're going to take some of your calls right after the bottom of the hour before we bring our guest on. So if you're on the phones, Tom and Richard, AJ, I think I just missed you, and Tim, I just missed you, please come on back. We will take your calls next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment.